Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning world. Maria here, alive and kicking. And welcome to Awaken with Maria and Monica. Today we have a good show for you. I have my great friend and absolutely gifted woman, Monica Sepulveda, with me. If you're not familiar with Monica's work, get over to monicawith2ns.com. She's phenomenal. I will tell you this, it's one of the best appreciated shows I've put up on YouTube. And all I get is, I love you girls, hearts and love and no nastiness, which is unusual to say the least. So, good morning, Monica.
Well, we're the M&Ms with nuts.
I would say something else, but the people might misinterpret it as something dirty. So,
okay.
So I won't. I'm going to try to keep my mouth clean today. So,
oh, why?
It could happen. Well, you know, I like to send these shows to Gary Null's network, and I don't know what his rules are there. So we'll see wherever it goes. Anyway, you were going through a little bit of craziness a couple of weeks ago.
A little bit.
And I'm really glad that you let me know when it's happening, because a lot of my clients don't. They wait till they're like desperate and have gone, you know, completely bonkers before they call me, when I could have saved them so much problems. Because,
well, you told me about 2 weeks before it even happened, you said that there's some leakage of this negative, almost evil demonic energy that's trying to get through. And you said, clear your chakras. And when you first said that to me, I kind of laughed and I thought, what is she talking about? I surround myself in this beautiful God's light every day. And I'm like, but my thoughts were changing, Maria. And the thing about it is, all my readings, whether it be mediumship or a regular reading session, I was receiving lots of information for everybody else that was extremely accurate. But I kept saying to myself, why do I feel cut off? I usually get information for me and direction like every morning. When I meditate, nothing was coming through. It's almost like someone shut the door. And then all of a sudden, my personality started to change, and I kept thinking, I'm shut off. Wait a minute. Where is God? How come this isn't happening? And then it went to, I don't believe in God anymore. Cancel. God is not my source and supply. Cancel. Because we can't say that to our brain, because it records everything literally. So you always say cancel if you say a negative word about yourself. So it got to the point where I just said, I don't believe anymore. I don't, yada, yada. Oh, I'm like, I was going nuts. And it was like, all of a sudden, I just thought, wait a minute. Maria had told me something about this. And it feels like something took over my thinking. So, I mean, I called the Unity Prayer Group, which says prayers for you, and it's free service. And they kept saying, clear your thinking. You're not thinking the right thoughts. Clear your thinking. And everything boiled back to my thinking. And so all of a sudden, I just yelled out loud, and I said, get the F out of me. We're not swearing, right?
Right.
Get the F out of me. You're not welcome. You don't own me. You don't control me. My source is God, my higher power, the source of love. That is who provides and takes care of me now. And it was almost like I saw this darkness like moving out of me and running out of my house. It was that fast. It can happen that quickly to overtake our thinking, and it can also leave as quickly as soon as we declare what is our source and supply and what we believe in, which is love. And so I snapped out of it so fast. And then the interesting part was that within about an hour, everything that had been blocked for me was starting to pour in. It was almost like I saw an image of a dam just flowing through with everything that I needed and wanted. And it just did a 180. So I wanted to tell you the story, because Maria told me, and if she gives you a reading and tells you that there's something going on, pay attention to her. Okay. Even though I was thinking to myself, nah, she can't be right this time around. She was right. So I did all this, and it turned it around. And I was like, I've never stopped connecting to my source, the source of love, which is what provides all things for all of us. And it was like a transformation and experience that I've never been through. And, you know, I've been doing this work. I've been receiving even my first message from as a medium. I was 11 years old, and that's 1962. So now you know how old I am. And, you know, I've always been telepathic, but then when it came to stuff in the morning, I kept saying, why am I blocked? Cancel, cancel. Why am I not receiving anything? Mm-hmm. Cancel, cancel. I'm not getting visitations from my spirit guides or extraterrestrials or anything, which I usually do daily. And now I am, of course, but the others cancel, cancel. I'm just telling you, when I grew up, my mother always said, if you say a negative word, your brain's going to record it literally, and you have to say cancel, cancel. That gives it the message to delete what you just said. So that's a really good idea, by the way, because it works.
Right.
So I wanted to tell you this experience because after doing this for so many years professionally, for 47 years, as of May 15th, it was 47 years, and this happened to me, this liberation that I had from that energy happened on May 15th of this, you know, just a couple weeks ago or a week ago. And I thought that was kind of ironic. I looked at the calendar of my, you know, when I was ordained a minister with a spiritualist metaphysical church back in 1972. And I looked at the date and I went, wow, today's my 47th anniversary. And look at what happened. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But I wanted to tell the story because, A, you told me about it, but I didn't believe you, and then it happened, and then I knew exactly what to do to get out of it. So if you ever get into a negative mindset where you're thinking that you don't have enough or that, you know, you're not prospering or that your health is bad or whatever, all you have to do is just say, no, I refuse this. Get out of my being. Get out of my head. You are not real. You are lies. That's not an option. My truth is that I'm connected to my higher power, the source, the universe, the I am, the spirit, love, God, whatever you want to call it, doesn't care. I'm linked to that, and that's who provides me constantly. And then you'll watch a shift in your life happen. Everything increases, including your income, your health, your surroundings, the things that you attract. Everything just shifts that quickly. And Maria, I think you and I know that as teachers who've been dedicating our lives to doing this work, sometimes we have the hardest lessons.
Oh, of course.
You got it, right? And I think that happens because we need to have answers, because we talk to so many people and they all go through similar things. But when we go through it first, we find the solution and then have the information we need to help others.
Absolutely. And that goes for so many different things. But right now, before we go any further, because as you're talking, it's something I want to remind my audience of, especially new listeners. Go into the archives, and there is an interview with Eldon Taylor on his book, Mind Programming. It's one of the best books on techniques of how to flip that switch in your brain from negative to positive. And it also comes with a CD with subliminals, good subliminal messages. I test everything before I ever put it on my show, that you can just play in the background of your life to keep your thinking positive. You know, listen, Monica, we're living in a time where anybody of light is attracting darkness. The darkness doesn't want light to show on an extremely negative, fearful energy that's surrounding this planet. So even when you are, some people call themselves light workers, whatever you want to call yourself, or whatever healing art you happen to be in, you have to never let your guard down in these days, because the energy out there wants to stop it. It's like stopping any voice that's speaking truth in a censorship society now. The attacks become sneakier and sneakier. And sometimes they'll come from people closest to you. It's almost like a spirit enters them to torture you for a while and then exits. But the
And that did happen to me, Maria. With my family, I'm like, whoa, you know, I studied and I'm a certified therapist with neurolinguistics. So I know how something can leak in and sneak in when illogical things start to happen and your mind starts to make sense of something. It opens up your subconscious and anything negative can slip right in. This is how you brainwash people. You see a bunch of gibberish stuff. And people are going, what does that mean? And as soon as they're questioning something and searching for an answer, the subconscious is wide open and any kind of negative sublingual or any kind of input can actually go into the mind. And that's how they snuck it in. Mm-hmm. I was trying to make sense of my life because it wasn't logical any longer. cancel. And then it slipped in, and then it took over by changing my thoughts, but yet I was perceptive enough to read for other people, you know?
Right.
So I didn't think anything was happening to me, and
right.
It was.
Right, well, it reminds me of, I don't know if you remember, God, I'm trying to remember that TV show with the, Candid Camera. You remember the little jingle from Candid Camera, where it was basically, when you least expect it, you're elected?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens. When you least expect it, you're elected. And this is why I keep reminding people, even at the end of my news shows, whatever your spiritual program is, work it twice a day. You can't afford to not do it anymore, and you have to amp it up. But on the plus side, even though I said light attracts darkness, light also chases darkness.
Oh, my gosh. It ran out of here so fast. It was like, because, you know, I'm very clairvoyant, and I was able to see that darkness just run out the front door, and I said, you thought you were so strong. And this is what I started laughing at. As much as the negativity is on this planet and it's, you know, fear-based, I thought, you're not that strong. As soon as the light showed up, you took off. So I thought, we are so empowered. All we have to do is say no. That's not, because, you know, I have been staying away from the news except listening to you, because you tell the truth, and I really trust you. And as I'm listening to some of this stuff, which can be very terrifying, I thought, okay, input data, note taken, not going to connect to it.
Right.
And as soon as this light pours through, nothing, no thing, that's what I would say, nothing, no thing can control. Especially when you say the light washes out darkness, period, end of subject. And that's what happened to me. And then all of a sudden I came back. My personality came back. And I had people praying for me because I didn't know what was going on. All I knew is that, you know, I felt like I was drowning. And then as soon as I got the message, get centered now, push out those thoughts. Mm-hmm. I just did it, and then all the words came through. It's like, I know it sounds corny to say this, but it was almost like a savior came through, whether it be at an extraterrestrial, or whether it was a spirit guide or an archangel or whatever, or God, the love of God coming through, or whatever you want to call it. Something said to me, and it was clear. So, you know, I'm a telepath, so this was loud and clear, and they just said, get centered, change your thoughts now. And I did, and that just, like, everything I needed to do just showed up. So I wanted to share this story with people, because if we allow ourselves to be overtaken by the stuff that we're hearing on the news,
right,
then we're just contributing more fear to that agenda.
Wow, imagine if I got attached to the news that I have been blasting out for 20 years. I'd probably be in a mental asylum.
So,
it's like, you know, yeah, I get very passionate when I'm delivering it. And yes, I know what I'm talking about. But like I told people, you know, I was on Richard Grove's conference meeting with his autonomy group on Sunday. And I said, you know, I reminded them, remember, none of this is real. You know, to me, I'm just a reporter. I'm just here from the future recording. Taking these stories elsewhere. I don't get attached to it. And again, go back to Buddha. You know, Buddha taught not to be attached to your emotions. He didn't mean that we can't have emotions, but you can't allow your emotions to control your life.
Absolutely. You know, I read a quotation that says, emotions are temporary, so let them come and let them go. And what was shown to me is like a parade, when you're watching a parade, how it comes towards you, you know, a float, and then it stops in front of you for a while, but then it keeps going. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's an interesting analogy. Treat emotions like that. You can observe it. You can feel things. And if it triggers an emotion that was perhaps buried within you from the past, appropriately release that. And I know how to do that.
Right.
So I watch it and I go, this was different. This was different. This was something that snuck in while I was trying to make logical sense of something, and it went right into my subconscious until it took, the process took 2 weeks, by the way, for it to, you know, actually go into my consciousness, where I was condemning everything that was of love and good. Can you imagine me doing that?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I know you were in a really bad way, so I'm glad I was able to lasso you back into reality.
You were, but you also warned me. You also warned me a good 2 weeks before it happened. And I just thought, okay, yeah, right. So I was clearing my chakras, especially the third one, because I thought it was emotional, but it wasn't. It was mental. I should have been listening to, in the key of A, for the, you know, the pituitary and pineal glands, which is the right brain. I should have been listening to that and also looking at the color indigo. Because when you do that, that, again, it heals everything. It pushes out all the negativity. And I didn't. I went to my emotional center. Right. That wasn't where I needed to be.
Right. Well, you know, for all the years that I've been reading for people, I very rarely ever really see any real attachment to them or any real psychic attack, even though they think that they're under a psychic attack. It's been very rare that I would actually say, well, you know, you're right. You have an attachment here.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find in the last few months, that happening to my, what I'll call my top clients, very successful people, very happy people, people that are mm-hmm. making a difference in the world. And then all of a sudden they find themselves, you know, crying like babies, you know, just totally distraught. So I am seeing more legitimately, not like most psychics you go into, you know, on a storefront where of course they're going to tell you have a curse or whatever, because
yeah.
that's how they make their money. Then the next thing you know, you're in for $10,000 worth of candle magic.
Exactly.
But, you know, listen, if you can never afford to let your guard down. A lot of us have a lot of strong protection around us, but sometimes our guides get fatigued. They say, okay, she's drawing the same lesson to herself. How many times do we have to pick her up off the floor?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have to take responsibility for ourselves on a spiritual level and really take a good look and say, okay, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah, we have to stay on top of anything such as fear, worry, or doubt. Those are the big ones.
All right, but I also want people to know, you know, these things exist, okay? You could read anything from Castaneda to David Icke and anything in between. To think that we are the only beings on this planet or beings only exist if they're in physical bodies is
yeah.
folly. I don't know how else to say it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of very scary experiences in my life. Very terrifying experiences as a child with what I'll call the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
I've had business partners who actually told me to my face that I was too good, you love people too much, and I hate people, and I'm going to work with the dark side to kill as many people as I want. I mean, I've come across all kinds of craziness in my life and a lot of attacks in and outside bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And in retrospect, I realized it was really just testing my mettle.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't
yeah.
willingly go up against it. You know, years ago, I used to do ghost busting. You know, throughout the country, people would hire me and you know, they had
mm-hmm.
terrible, horrible Amityville type shit happening in their house. I am no longer willing to do that.
Not anymore. I don't do it anymore either. It's just, why? And I used to have seances where I'd have, you know, I was on a local, public radio a lot, so they would pick out a haunted house. I'd go there with all the listeners and stuff. I even went to the one in outside of Denver, Estes Park, where Stephen King wrote his novel, The Shining,
mm-hmm.
and we had a seance there, and that place is haunted, that hotel, and it was unbelievable how you could see the spirits walking by the hallway. It was amazing. But I don't do that any longer because I thought, why? Why should I do that? Just to provide entertainment for listeners?
Well, not even that. I mean, you know, you put your life on the line. You know, about a year or so ago, I had a woman come to me, and I guess her daughter was possessed. And she wanted me to work with her daughter. I didn't know this woman. I didn't know her daughter. And I just looked at her and I said, are you Catholic? And she said, yes, I am. I said, well, go ask your priest. Let him do
exactly.
the exorcism. I said, let him do the exorcism. I said, let him have that friggin' demon to deal with because I'm out of the demon business.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you were saying earlier, you know, I don't know who helped me or, you know, if it was, you know, my higher power, this and that. People have forgotten just how powerful we are. We have forgotten that we are God, okay?
Yeah.
I got John Lennon in a lot of trouble, but he was aware, he was enlightened. So when you really realize, like Sun Bear said, a lot of people say the things I do are supernatural, he said, but these things have always been very natural until religion came along and said that it wasn't.
Oh my gosh, and it's gone crazy, hasn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we can never forget, and to me, you know, what's more powerful or more knowledgeable than your higher self? Nothing,
yeah.
because that's where you connect to the source. That's where you are part of all that is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as I rejected all the stuff that I was saying, and I just, I went back to my natural state of who I am, which is love and one with the source, it just like took, you know, couldn't get out of here fast enough. It was the weirdest experience. And I thought, that proves how powerful we are when we are connected to love and we know that we're loved. We are, and every person, get to that place and stay there and say it every single day. And every person shifts the vibrational frequency of this planet. So now that I've had this experience with it, boy, this is going in my book, because I talk about this all the time. It's one thing to talk about something. It's another thing to go through it and know that it's true.
Right.
Wow.
All right.
You know, because we're taught a lot of stuff, and a lot of people say, well, I'm very spiritual, and I'll say, no, you're not. They'll say, what? And they want to walk out on me or you know, yell at me or something. I'll say, because you know a lot of things, but you don't live it.
Right. Well, you know,
it's not what you know, it's how we live our lives, you know?
Exactly.
And so when I went through this experience, I am now grateful that I got a chance to see just how powerful love is. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, all the years of teaching the medicine wheel and Reiki and whatnot, I've always given out this shortcut, and I want everybody to listen to it, write it down. It's something you can do very simply. You can say it every morning. You can say it when you're in a state of fear or worry. Just something to remember, because it pretty much covers it all. And here it is. I am connected, directed, and protected by the Great Spirit.
I love that. Yes, if that's true.
And I mean, that just covers it all. You know, sometimes we forget, you know, I forget who it was that said it. You know, I often credit it to Sun Bear, but he said something very profound. He said, if we each knew what walked alongside us every day, we would fear nothing.
Wow, that's really true.
You know, but
I love quotations, Maria. I have like on my desktop, they change every minute. You know, I have some 5,000. You guys have a computer that allows your desktop to change pictures. Start collecting quotations. I find them on Twitter or in any social media, or just look them up.
Well, they used to have those little calendars. Right. They used to have those little daily calendars you could put on your desk and peel one off every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the computer every day, too.
Right.
You know, plus I also have angel cards. And the angel card I picked up during the time of this experience was saying, the angels are trying to get you messages. Listen, please listen. They're trying to give you messages. Listen. And I was like, okay.
Right. So for anybody listening at home, if you're going through an experience like this, the first thing I would suggest you do is clean and lock down your chakras. Second thing is absolutely clear your space, you know, smudge your house.
Smudge the house.
And for those of you who don't know what smudging is, it's any sacred herb. Just burn it and waft the smoke clockwise during the day around your house. If you're doing it at night, night energy needs to be counterclockwise. And you know, listen, the other day I had somebody in my house that was pretty negative. I thought he was pretty negative. I was trying to figure out, is this guy crazy or is he like, you know, a visionary? I think I landed on crazy. And I just smudged my whole house after that because I wanted to reclaim my space and I didn't want him leaving any negative energy in my house.
I always use sage. What do you use?
I use sage, but some people use cedar. Or as Sun Bear said, you know, if you want to smoke, remember that smoke is sacred. It carries your prayers to the Great Spirit. But he believed in using pure tobacco. So it's really different, you know, for everybody. I think the common one is sage. But any aromatic herb.
They're like $5 at a health food store, even online.
Right. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not expensive. You can go into a little New Age shop and they usually have them. You know, here in Arizona, they sell sage bundles everywhere. It doesn't matter what kind of store it is, okay?
So
you can go into an artist studio and you're going to buy sage bundles, okay? It just seems to be very acceptable here.
Same in California, too. You can actually get them at health food stores.
Right, but, you know, if you have a feeling that something is, you know, really awry, or you may have, you know, an energy attached to you, listen, in all the years I've had so many people that I've read for that have had alien experiences, and very few people that do what you and I do even give any credence to that or believe in it. And some of them legitimately did have implants. Some of them did not.
I did. I had it removed. It was right on my neck.
Right. So, you
know, I've had experiences with extraterrestrials since I was 4. But now I'm connecting with a different galaxy, Andromeda. They're scientists, so they give me a lot of ideas. But they have appeared in my bedroom, and they've actually thrown things to let me know they're there. But when they appear as holograms and not holographs. Holographs. Which is the right word?
A hologram, I think, is right.
Hologram. Yeah, and they don't have, like, they just telepathically communicate, but they don't really look at you. They look through you. And they're not dangerous, and they don't hurt you. The ones from Orion's were the ones that did a lot of experimental stuff on me, removing ova. And, you know, then later on, they showed me 3 children that they had that were, they said, these are yours. What do we do? Because they don't have emotions. I told my story to Bud Atkins, who wrote a book called The Intruders, and then that information was picked up by Mary Richards, who was a producer from Dallas, and they did a movie called Intruders, and they included my story with it. This was back in the 80s, though. Mm-hmm. I actually found a copy of the movie, and I downloaded it, so I do have it. But, yeah, I had a lot, and then I finally, in the 90s, I said, I've had enough. Do not remove OVA. Do not come visit me, because I've seen the craft about 4 times, and I've never been alone except 1 time, so I was always with someone else, and that's going to be in my book, that whole story. But, you know, the ones from Orion like to experiment. I'm not interested in those, but from the Pleiades or Orion itself. I like the ones from the next galaxy over the Andromeda galaxy. Those are the scientists. They're about 7 feet tall. They're either blonde hair, blue eye, or they look Asian. That's what they're like. And I remember that when they took a biopsy from the side of my by my ribs, and I remember looking up, I was half asleep and half awake, and it was an Asian-looking woman, and I went, oh, that hurts, and I looked at her, and I said, oh, you're taking my DNA, aren't you? Next thing I know, Maria, this is even one of the interviews I had with David Icahn, it's on YouTube, I was up on a craft, and I was looking at myself being worked on. They were doing surgery on the right side where the appendix is, or liver area, and I'm sitting there. I said, it's going to hurt because you're not using any anesthesia. And he says, oh, it's not going to hurt. So I didn't know if it was my physical body looking at my spiritual body, or if it was my spiritual body looking at my physical body. It was hard to tell because they were both, you know, solid. So he took out some stuff from that right side, and he showed it to me, and it looked like kind of a mushroom color. It's off-white and then kind of grayish and stuff. He said, okay, we removed this. Lo and behold, a month later, here I am, a 66-year-old, having an appendicitis attack, which is a rare thing. Appendicitis attacks are usually 18 to 35. Here I am in my 60s, and I had this appendicitis that was, the most painful thing. Went into surgery, and sure enough, it was that right side, and they removed it laparoscopically, and because it had burst, and pus was starting to go everywhere, you know?
Right.
So I think that experience, he was trying to warn me.
Like a premonition.
Uh-huh, exactly. So they're good. They're here to help you. And I thought, wow, this is, you know, when you have experiences like that, it's pretty extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Of course, the experience I had here in the last couple of weeks is now extraordinary, but it was eye-opening.
Right.
So extraterrestrials are good to connect to, but the key is, and with my mediumship work, I connect to many frequencies because I believe what Einstein said, raise your vibratory frequency to match that which you want and you shall have it. There can be no other way. Life is energy. And he said, this is not philosophy, this is physics. So I thought, okay, all right, we're on to energy, vibratory frequencies, and dimensions. Mm-hmm. And so when you understand that, that's how we master life. We can all raise our vibratory frequencies, but the agenda is trying to keep us in fear, and that lowers our frequency.
Well,
so
Einstein,
we can't let that happen.
Einstein also said that this whole experience is an illusion, albeit a persistent one.
Say that, and we know that, but then when we go through it, then it's like, oh, yeah.
Well, I always say the hardest part of being here is the human part. But, for some people that, you know, you might want to get a deeper understanding, you know, there's always a lot of stuff that you can watch on television or, you know, streaming now that is giving you a lot of useful spiritual information in the form of entertainment. And one of my favorite shows, which I think is in its 15th season now, is Supernatural. And the premise of Supernatural, if you don't watch it, Monica, is these two young, very handsome brothers, so I could watch them all day long, who are what they call hunters. And they go after all sorts of dark entities on the planet, whether, you know, of course it's a little Hollywood, and whether it's vampires, demons, you name it. But you can see a lot of their techniques are actually valid. So I often wonder, you know, who's writing this show? Another one that I know my listeners, even in the UK, are disappointed that they just canceled is a show called Travelers. Now, Travelers is a perfect show to show the walk-in experience. People from other planets walking into bodies here to help Earth, to help the people of Earth. That's a great show. Some people are just turning on to the old show, Roswell, which is a great show if people haven't seen it. And then my granddaughter turned me...
You know, and I can tell you, for those people that can't get this either through Netflix or Amazon or Hulu, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a lot of people that know, but there's a lot of other people that don't know about this other application. You can actually put it on your computer, or you can get Amazon Prime and you can add it to it. It's called Kodi, K-O-D-I. If you go to YouTube, type in Kodi, and Kodi has every single movie that's been released from 1901 to present, has every television show, every season of every television show, and you can get any of these that she's talking about through Kodi, and it's amazing.
Right. If you have Amazon's Fire Stick, you can get Kodi, too. And then my granddaughter turned me on to Netflix's series on Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. And it also has, you know, it shows the war between light and dark. A lot of these shows are telling you what's really going on here. But unfortunately, people look at it as just entertainment.
You know, one of the first series that came through was like 1961. And I grew up remembering watching this with my dad. And I said, Dad, I want to do this. These were all true stories based on spiritual things that happen, and it was called One Step Beyond.
I remember that show. Of course I do.
Yeah, I actually bought the DVDs because I wanted to, you know, because I looked at my dad and I saw people speaking telepathically and I saw things that happened that were like unbelievable, but they were all true stories, all of them. That's what I loved about it, you know. And so I don't think it lasted many seasons, maybe four, something like that, but I have them all on DVD. I went ahead and bought them. And that, if you know, it's black and white, but the host was creepy, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I also like The Truth Is Out There with Mulder, because there is a lot of truth even in that show. All right, we need to take a short break. Monica and I will be right back.
Hi, this is Monica Sepulveda of Wake Up with Maria and Monica. You can hear us every second Tuesday of the month. We offer you solutions and tools to help raise your own vibratory frequency. And as we stay in this light of love, we shift ourselves and the planet shifts by itself. No reason to react to the negativity that's going on this planet when we're all so powerful. So why not use it every morning when you wake up? Actually, I'm doing this promotion for selfish reasons. I just got to tell you that Maria is probably the best. No, I know. She's the best intuitive reader I have ever met in my life, and she's underpaid. Check out her prices and check out mine. There's differences. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm a medium. I contact people who've passed on. But this woman is incredibly accurate with her predictions. I've never met anybody so gifted. She's so wonderful as a friend, and I'm humbled to be on her show. Thank you so much, Maria. Sorry I had to plug you here, but I just have to brag about you. You're that good. Take care, everyone, and make it a great day. Bye.
Welcome back to Awaken with Maria and Monica. We might have woke you up a little more than you wanted to be today. And remember, everybody's responsible for their own spiritual journey. So whatever works for you, if it works for you, and listen, there for a lot of people, Monica, religion works for them, and that's okay. If you're living your religion and it works for you, great. If you're a Wiccan, it works for you, great. If you're a light worker, whatever you want to call yourself, great. Words really don't matter off planet. And people need to remember that everybody's journey here is individual, but it doesn't mean we don't all share commonality.
Yeah, I was raised a Catholic originally, and then I was teaching classes when I was 19 years old, and I had three nuns and a mother superior in my class from St. Justin's Church in Santa Clara, California. And after they took my seminar called SOS, Seminars on Success, but it was actually very spiritual. And they said, everything that you're teaching, we know. And it was all taken out of the Bible. And so the Mother Superior came up to me. She says, it's time for you to leave the Catholic Church because you know so much now. You need to spread your wings and study everything because you're on the right track. And people laugh at me when I said, yeah, the nuns kicked me out of the church. They told me that Right. I superseded it.
Well, nobody wanted to hear from me inside of the Jehovah's Witnesses, I could tell you that, because I questioned everything. But, you know, the other day, I don't remember if it was on the show I did with Chuck Ocelli or if it was on Richard's meeting on Sunday, and we talked about fear and how powerful fear is. And what was interesting,
it looks like it's powerful.
Right. And what was interesting is while we were talking about the topic of fear, which I call forever experiencing an alternative reality.
Oh my gosh, you have an acronym for it too?
Right.
I do too. Mine is false evidence appearing real.
Right. So I just call it, you know, forever experiencing an alternative reality.
Yeah, I love them. I love acronyms. Yeah.
Right. But it was interesting because when I got to the gym, which is the only place to ever see TV commercials, they actually had a commercial that began with fear, 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 fear is everywhere. And I guess they were selling some kind of home security system. And I was like, look at this. They're just putting it right out in your face. Fear, fear, fear. Like, you know, the subliminals in
God. That's what I was talking about.
Right. Yes. What's that movie that David Icke always refers to with the sunglasses on? And they have the subliminals
everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I actually bought him a copy of the DVD because he had the VH tape that disappeared. And I found it on DVD and I took it and gave it to him. He was shocked because that was his favorite movie. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I do have a copy here.
I know. I'm drawing a blank on it. But you know what was interesting is that the actor in that movie looks like David when he was young.
I know.
That's like the total. It's just like one word, isn't it? Like, I don't know.
Isn't it like Awaken or something?
No.
You know, I'm actually looking at my collection.
I'm
of
sure
videos.
After the show, my listeners will send me 100 emails with the name of it. But it'll come to us, I'm sure. But we live in that kind of a world where there are subliminals everywhere. You remember years ago when the scandal of the movie theaters popping up subliminals that people didn't know about, like go buy popcorn, you know, you're hungry. And that was a long time ago. So imagine, you know, what they're able to do now. But I mean, to just see it on TV, just like that, I think that movie was called They Something. They Live or
what
something.
Is it?
I think that movie was called They Live or something like that.
Okay, I'm looking it up because I have everything, you know, with OCD, I have everything organized and alphabetized. Oh. I'm looking at my collection right now as you're talking.
Oh, I don't
know. You know, Ronald Reagan used subliminals to get elected, and he admitted that.
What, about subliminals? Of course. I mean, they've
about his election, and so guess who voted for him? Me.
All right, I'm pretty sure that movie's called They Live. I'm gonna have to Google it myself soon. But
I'm looking at the tease right now. So hang on a second. Here it is. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's called They Live.
Right.
Yeah. And definitely get a copy of this one. This one's good. It's called John Carpenter's They Live. And it's available on DVD.
Right. And Roddy Piper is the actor. It's just kind of, and it was made in 1988. So I would say David certainly got his usage out of that. He's been using that film for so long. But it's another way to wake up. You know, people have to realize there is truly, as Roosevelt would say, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to hear that, you know, in today's political climate because it's all fear, you know, fear, fear, fear. Be afraid of this. Don't be afraid to breathe the air. Be afraid to go outside. Be afraid of Lyme's disease. Be afraid of this. Where's the love?
I can tell the listeners one thing. This is absolutely a fact. One positive thought in your mind will obliterate 100 negative thoughts. That's powerful. So if you want to feel empowered, immediately when there's any kind of negative thinking or feelings, just immediately replace it with the word, I am love, period.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's what got me in trouble with the Jehovah's Witnesses. When they, after one of their flaming Armageddon 3-hour lectures, I went up to the brethren, as they call them, the brothers. I was probably about, I don't know, couldn't have been more than 8 or 10. And I just looked at them and I said, the Bible says God is love. If God is love, none of this can be true. Why would he kill anybody? And of course, you know, in those days, you know, God, in the 1950s, they just said to me, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just a girl.
Oh, and I,
And I looked at them and I said, well, I know more than you do, which luckily I didn't get my hair pulled from my father for saying that.
You know what blows my mind is you're an East Coast Italian from New York, and I don't know how you end up becoming a Jehovah's Witness. Aren't Italians Catholic?
Mostly Catholic. My father was a Roman Catholic. Don't forget, my father grew up in Europe. He was born here in the States, but he was raised in Italy. He came back to the States when he was 21, and you know, he was brilliant. I mean, my father spoke six languages, like Pete Buttigieg.
Wow.
And he was brilliant in a lot of ways. And, you know, in New York in those times, if you were Italian, there was no way you weren't touched somehow by the mob. Remember, the mafia was brought to this country to protect us against the police and the shakedowns and everything else. And my father got to the point where he couldn't understand. He says, you can go out and kill somebody on Friday night and then go to confession on Sunday and everything's okay. And in those days, the church didn't allow you to read the Bible. The Bibles were in Latin.
Yeah,
and one day, one crazy day, two people knocked on his door and they were Jehovah's Witnesses. And he was blown away by the fact that not only did they have a Bible in their hands they could read, but they were flipping around it like they wrote it, okay, to show him different scriptures. And to him, that made a lot more sense. So right before I was supposed to be christened, my father had left the church, which in a way, looking back, he did me a favor. Not that that was any party going through that, but listen, I got to give credit where credit is due. I learned my studying skills, my reading skills, and my speaking skills and being fearless by being a Jehovah's Witness. So I like to look at the good I got out of it instead of the bad. You know, there's no point. Everybody likes to concentrate on the bad things that happened in their past. But what you need to do is look at it and say, well, what did it teach me? What was the challenge? Did I rise to the challenge? Or did I let it defeat me? And that's, you know, in everyday life.
Yeah, I always tell my clients the same thing, too. I said, you don't have a loss unless you lose a lesson.
Well, you listen, I had so many lessons in my life. I used to scream and cry all the time. Why me? Why me? Why this? Why this disease? Why this growth? Why this tumor? Yeah. Why this? Why that?
But don't you crack up when people say, I mean, I laugh in my own head when people say, oh, I wish I had your life. You'd be getting this and that. I'm like, no, you don't want mine.
Right. But you know what? But as you get older and it's time to give back, whether it's in counseling or on my show or just, you know, I work with a lot of young people, you know, for free, just educating them about life. You realize if I didn't go through all that, what value would I be of to anybody?
Oh, yeah. I started my teaching again. If anyone is interested, just email me and I'll send you the list of topics that I am now teaching and at a substantial, huge discount. So just, you know, go to my website, email me there, and I'll send you the list.
Absolutely.
Because people need to know, you know, it's like we're not going to be here for like ever. So why not pass along what we know? And so it continues.
Well, that's the other thing, you know, and I've covered it before on the show. It's some pretty great women. You know, Jean Shinola Boland comes up in my mind. She's fabulous, and I still have interviews with her in the archives. At a certain age, especially postmenopause, it's a woman's job to become a matriarch and to give back. It's your job to teach the next generation.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right, and when you know, and you offer such great classes, you know, and people can learn a lot about how to do what you do or what I do.
Right.
It's not like, you know, we're so super special, because we're not. Most of my life, I thought my gifts were a curse. But I was like, oh, God, why can't I be normal like everybody else?
The first time a discarnate or a person who passed away came through to me, again, like I said, I was 11 years old. It was 1962 in the summer, and I'm not going to say who it is. It's in my book, but it's quite shocking who it was. And later on, it was validated, the information that this person, in fact, didn't die. And I'll give you a clue. During World War II, he actually lived and died on February 13th, 1962, and he came to me in June. So that ties me back to my past life in World War II, Nazi Germany, and that's why my book is entitled The Journey of a Happy Medium, and it only took two lifetimes.
Right, two. Feels like a thousand. But I will remind my audience, as Michael Ray Kay's excellent work reminds us, and I tell this to people all the time, The trick of this planet is once you leave, never come back. Reincarnation is a trap and we don't have to fall for it anymore. So let that be your last conscious thought as you're closing your eyes for the last time. Never go back. You know, I've had so many different people through the years, you know, on my show on so many different topics, especially spiritual. And a lot of them are in agreement that just in our universe alone, there are over 700 planets inhabited by very human-like beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly believe that this planet is one of the worst.
Well, it's one made of choice. You know, it's about free will here, and this is why we are where we are. You know, and back in the 70s, my teacher looked at me, and she says, I want you to remember this one thing. At the time, I was like, huh? She said, seriousness causes reincarnation. Negative energies causes reincarnation. Being sad, being fearful, being doubtful, having no hope, being worried, she says, it all causes reincarnation. So all keep your energy high. And she said this to me in 1972, and I'm like, okay.
Right.
Here, I'm 21 years old, right?
Right. It was like the last thing you wanted to hear, but there it was. You know, listen, I try to run away from my gifts most of my life because a lot of freaky things would happen to me, you know, and I didn't like it. You know, I remember, maybe I was 17 years old, just sitting out on the stoop at my mother's house, you know, reading probably some teen magazine or something.
Oh, yeah.
And these two or three people came up to me. I don't even remember how many there were. Just strangers, total strangers. And they just looked at me and they said, you have a gift and you have to use it. And they just walked away. I mean, those kind of things were very freaky. And I mean, years later, even when I was out at a Benihana's with all my girlfriends in New York, we just went out to celebrate somebody's birthday. We're having a great time at Benihana's. And you know how that's set up with the table where everybody's sitting around. And there were three ladies on the same table that we didn't invite. They were just there. You know, in New York, they stick you. They don't care. You're not having your own table.
Yeah, they filled the table. Yeah.
Right. And one of them gets up, walks directly over to me with a piece of paper in her hand, folded. She said, I'm a medium and I'm getting this for you. And she hands me the paper. And of course, all my girlfriends are freaking out because they said, we don't even want to go out with Maria anymore because so many weird shit would happen. And it was basically the same thing. You know, you have a mission here. I'm honored to be sitting at this table with you. And you have work here to do. So I'm like, God, I can't even go out. I can't even just go out for Chinese food with my friends. And it was I won't say frightening because I have had frightening experiences. But it was a little unnerving. It was like, oh, God, this again. But I do remember, you know, I try to put it off as much as possible. But for whatever reason, when I was pregnant with my son, I just couldn't turn it off anymore. It came like, it was coming in like at 100 miles an hour.
And I loved it. I loved it. Like I said, when I was watching One Step Beyond, I looked at my dad. I said, I want to do that. Because they had telepathic people. And I said, I want to read minds. I want to do that. And all the metaphysical and spiritual stuff that was happening and on the show, I just looked at him with fascination. And I just said, Daddy, I want to do that. You know, so for me, it was a welcome. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my childhood was no picnic, but I still wanted to do the work. I felt so drawn to it. I started studying immediately, you know, and by the time I was 15 and 16, I was taking classes already. And there was no resources back in the 60s. Right. There were hardly any books either.
There were hardly any teachers either. So.
And no teachers. I found one. You know what they always say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yeah, but you know what? For me, that teacher didn't show up till I was 38 years old.
What?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, you know.
Well, I mean, you also had children and you were married. And I didn't. I've never been married.
Right.
I don't have any children. So I just was open to do this work.
Well, I mean, I read this and that and then, you know, went to a couple of lectures. I did meet these two fabulous spiritualist sisters that I studied with for a while. But when I talk about a real teacher, honestly, the first real and probably only teacher I had was Sunbear. And I didn't meet him till I was 38.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent 38 years looking for truth. I mean, I looked everywhere. I looked at every religion. I was looking for a place to fit in, and there wasn't one.
The only one I resonated to, because it's all about energy, is Taoism.
Right. Well, I could see that. I liked, I'll tell you what, I liked the Baptist church because the music was great. Everybody dancing in the church and dancing in the aisles. And even though my sister and I were the only two white girls there, they treated us like gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least it was a happening place and the music was good. But it didn't fill my soul. It didn't resonate. And everybody has to find something they resonate to.
You know what, Maria, you're absolutely right, you know, because I switched over immediately to the science of the mind, and my minister was Mickey Dolenz's father. Mickey Dolenz was from the Monkees.
So
he used to go all the time. I got to know him and his sister Coco, and then later on in life I was on a radio show, and Mickey Dolenz, what's his name, Davy Jones was there, the British one that was in the Monkees. I said, did you know Dr. Robert Scott? And he said, yeah, something great and wonderful is happening today, and you are a part of it. I said, I have that quote in my office. I said, because he always ended every sermon with that. And so I got a chance to get to bond a little bit with Davy Jones, who I had a crush on in my teens.
Who didn't?
I know. But it was really funny how I just asked him, do you know who Dr. Robert Scott is? And then he quoted that, because that was his famous quote. I love it. Something great and wonderful is happening today, and I am a part of it.
Right.
I mean, it's a wonderful thing to say to ourselves.
Right. So,
you know, and so, yeah, so it was kind of fun for me to go to that church, you know, and having that connection.
Right. And for, you know, listen, it's going to be different for everybody. For me, it was the first time I saw the medicine wheel. I knew.
Yeah.
I just had that inner knowing that I was home. This was what I was looking for my whole life.
Yeah.
And it changed my entire life. You know, without it, I don't think I'd be the person I am today. I'd be probably very materialistic and be like everybody else and just worry about myself.
Well, everybody forgets that we're, you know, that people think we're human beings having a spiritual experience. And we know the old quote, no, you're a spiritual being having a human experience. We forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple when you think about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
connect to that spirit first in the morning when we wake up. So, you know, but when we do this and we raise our vibratory frequency, as Einstein said, we can connect to any dimension. And by surrounding ourselves in that beautiful white light that permeates and penetrates and goes right into our being and flushes out all negative shadows, then our vibratory frequency is raised and we can connect to anything, which is why I know I've been able to connect with any dimension. And I love my work, being able to talk to people, family members who've passed away or their best friends. I just had a death this week. My aunt passed away. I'm happy she did, because now she's with my dad and her sisters and her family and her husband and everyone. And she just looked like at a Holocaust, you know, she was like skeletal. She stopped eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so she finally passed away. And I thought, oh, God bless her. You know, so everyone that's listening, send out a little energy to my Aunt Cora. She's probably having a blast partying now as they play all this Mexican music. Cause that's my family heritage. We're my mom's side of the family's from Mexico. But my dad was from El Paso. We're Texans. Ooh, that gives me a sour taste in my mouth. I don't know why. We're Texans originally. Oh, no.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your aunt on one level. Happy for her on another. You know, when people die lately, absolutely. I just, there's almost a feeling of envy when somebody dies to me.
Yeah, they go back home.
Right. And I'm like, well, this is another thing that I've been talking about lately is the very fact that a lot of people, they're just still, no matter what they do, they still feel like they have that hole in their body. They can't fill it with food. They can't fill it with religion, relationships, sex, no matter what. And the truth of the matter is that's just that emptiness of knowing that this planet is not home.
Yeah, but we came here at the right time for a good reason, so I'm willing to do my part, and I know you are.
Oh, yeah, I came here for the fight, obviously. So
we're there, you guys. The battle between good and evil is like right here, and we all know that evil can't win unless we choose not to acknowledge the light, you know.
Right. My daughter brought this young man to me. She wanted me to give him some counsel. I would say he's late 20s. And I could see that he's very knowledgeable, but it's all hitting him at once. So he's like a born again with it, and he needs to learn how to calm down, which was, you know, the biggest thing I had to tell him. You need to calm down. I said, look at me. You know, since I started my show, I've had FBI involvement. I said, I'm permanently suspended on Twitter, this and that. I said, just me, you know, a little old grandma living in the woods. And he looked at me, and I could see the knowledge in his eyes. And he looked at me, and he says, no, that's because they know what's inside you, and they fear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the kid had some vision there, that's for sure.
Speaking of like visitors, you know, like you said, FBI, when you study a lot of extraterrestrials, you start seeing crafts and you start having experiences, there's someone called the Men in Black that show up.
Well, look at the movies they made on the Men in Black. There's another way of them telling you in your face, you know, look at all the Men in Black movies, even though they did them as comedies. You know, there's so much, we'll call it predictive programming out there. And yet people still look at it as, well, it's just entertainment. You know, I thought the last scene in that movie, AI, if you remember that, with the little boy, David, looking for the blue fairy. The last scene in that movie literally took me out of my body in the theater. And it slowed down time for me. My 10-minute trip home felt like it took an hour and a half.
It probably did.
But when, you know, there's a lot of truth even in that movie. And a lot of it was predictive, from Gigolo Joe to you name it. A lot of that stuff is happening now.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a great series about it just last year. I'm trying to remember it, but it skips my mind right. It was a 6-part episode. I actually said it to David Icke, you know, the episodes. And and it was like, yeah, this is all happening.
Right, and it's not to scare people, it's to make people aware. I'm not talking about these topics to scare anybody. I'm making you aware
that... Right, that's not the point. Right, the point is awareness.
Right, we're not alone here, and everybody walking around in a body isn't necessarily a human or necessarily has a soul. So,
you know what came to my mind, because my sister always says, I don't want to know any news, I don't watch the news, I don't care, just let me know when he's out of office. She says, other than that, I don't want to know. I want to stay in my bubble of joy and happiness. And I was thinking, well, wow, she's not even aware of stuff. But, you know, I started realizing that it's not a bad thing to stay in your bubble where you have positivity, where you have joy and happiness and love, because isn't that love? Isn't that what the highest frequency is? And I thought, you know, maybe she has a point here.
Well, but, you know, on a soul level, if you're here now, you came in to be proactive in the battle. And you can call it good and evil. You can call it the battle for the human race, whatever you want. Or just a game. You know, everybody's like, listen, I might be the only person in the United States that never has watched one episode of Game of Thrones.
I haven't either.
But just look at it as a game like Game of Thrones, because just a little bit of hype I see on social media about it. You know, because what appears as fantasy might just be real. Monica, we're out of time. I love talking to you today. Yep. It's another quick hour.
No kidding.
So I'm glad you're doing better. I'm really happy for you.
Oh, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
And listen, we're all here to help each other. So if you guys need help, Monica's here, I'm here. You know, we work the same, but we work entirely different. You know, we can't force you to take advantage of what we do, but we're here to help if you need it. Monica, sweetheart, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Maria. And everyone, stay, find love, be love, stay there.
Okay.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, doll. Or as Jack Blood used to sign off on the show, may the force be with you. Thanks again for supporting the show. I'll see you guys on Thursday when I'm back with news of Planet of the Apes.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.